Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bava Basra Daf Lamed Tes Bava Basra 39, and the Gemara is discussing the nature of a Macha. Macha is an objection, and we've been learning that if somebody is staying on a property for 3 years, then they can make a claim to that property if they have 3 years without a Macha. If the Marakam, if the original owner, did not object to this person living there, if he did not make a Macha, then we say that the person who's living there now, the Machzik, has a Chazaka. And if that claim, if that Chazaka has with it a Taina, a claim to the property, then that's considered to be a winning argument for the property. So now the Gemara is discussing what is the nature of this Macha. How does one make this objection? So says the Gemara, Ashkechinu Rabbi Yossi bar Rabbi Chanina leTalmidav to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina found the students of Rabbi Yochanan, and he said to them, Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan mecha bekama? Did Rabbi Yochanan ever tell you in front of how many people must this objection be made? So there is now going to be a dispute between the students of Rabbi Yochanan as to how many people it needs to be made in front of. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says that Rabbi Yochanan's position was that the mecha needs to be made in front of two people, bifnei shnayim. And Rabbi Avo says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Mecha needs to be done in front of three people. So that is the dispute amongst the students of Rabbi Yochanan. Does the objection that the original owner made within the 3 years, does that need to be made in front of two people or in front of three people? The Gemara says maybe what they're really arguing about is about a statement of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, because Rabba Bar Rav Huna has a statement, says the Gemara, Kol Milsa de Misamra Ba'ape Tlasa, any matter which was said bad about somebody and it was said in front of three people, Leisba Misham Lishna Bisha. The prohibition of Lashon Hara, of saying something bad about somebody, doesn't apply. Now, in general, we know that there's a prohibition that you're not allowed to say anything bad about another person. This is the prohibition of Lashon Hara. And the reason, one of the reasons why there's a prohibition of repeating something that somebody said to you is because that we will assume that it will be repeated. And so therefore, in this situation where this matter was said in front of three people, then we can assume it's already going to be repeated. And so therefore, this person would have heard it without you saying it. And so therefore, Rabba Bar Rav Huna is saying that there's no prohibition to repeat something that was said bad about somebody if it was said in front of three people, because we can assume that it would already have been repeated. And that's the statement of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Kol Milsa de Misamri Ba'ape Tlasa Leisba Mishum Lishna Bisa, that this prohibition of Lashon Hara doesn't apply if the matter was said in front of three people, because it would already assume that it would have been repeated. So the Gemara says maybe this is the nature of the dispute between the students of Rabbi Yochanan, the one who says that the Mecha needs to take place in front of two people. He doesn't agree with Rabba Bar Rav Huna, because he says that even if the matter is said in front of two people, you would still be allowed to repeat it. You don't need three people, because we can assume that if it's said in front of two people, it would automatically be repeated. And whereas the other person who says that it's said in front of three people, that's considered that's the necessary requirement for Mecha, he would agree with Rabba Bar Rav Huna and say that in order for you to be exempt from this prohibition of repeating something bad, it needs to have been said in front of three people, because that's how we can assume the matter will spread. Just like by an objection, it needs to be made in front of three people so the original objection can get back to the person who is the machzik and he'll know to have retained his contract. So too, in this case, with something bad, that the only way you could be repeated is if it was said in front of three people. The Gemara ultimately rejects this comparison and says actually both positions of the students of Rabbi Yochanan follow this teaching of Rabba Bar Rav Huna, and both of them are of the opinion that in order for you to repeat something without falling under the prohibition of Lashon Hara, it needs to be said originally in front of three people. That is what the Gemara says, and the Rambam places a limitation on this. The Rambam, Maimonides in Hilchos Deos, in the 7th chapter of the 5th Halacha, says that which our Gemara says, that if something bad was said in front of three people, it's allowed to be repeated, that's only if when it was said originally, it was said without. And the person who is spreading this information is spreading it without the intent to do further damage, but only if they say it by chance or it comes up en passant in the conversation, then we would say that he's not in violation of the prohibition of Lashon Hara. But if the person's intent in repeating it is to say something bad and to spread further damage, for sure it's within the prohibition of Lashon Hara, and it doesn't fit within this limitation of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. The Chafetz Chaim comes along, the great Chafetz Chaim, who was so dedicated to the prohibition of Lashon Hara and spent so much time of his life making sure that people didn't spread bad things about people. The Chafetz Chaim says even more limitations upon this law. So the Chafetz Chaim says that even according to the Rambam, who says that if it's done in passing, it's permitted, that's only if it's not something that the Chafetz Chaim says is a genai gamor, if it's not entirely bad. And there, for sure, even the Rambam would not, the Chafetz Chaim says it wouldn't be permitted to repeat it. But he's only talking about something where it could be, the original statement that was said in front of three people was said that was something that could be interpreted in two ways. And so since you're going to be, it could be interpreted for good or interpreted for bad, and since you're going to be saying it in front of three people, you know that it's going to get back to the person, and so therefore you'll be careful to make sure you only say something that could be in a way that it could be interpreted for good, and you'll be even more careful. And that's one of the limitations that the Chafetz Chaim places on it. He also says that many people don't even agree with the Rambam, and they say even in passing, in chance, it's not permitted. And another limitation the Chafetz Chaim says, it's only permitted for the person who was there, if you heard it directly from the person who said in front of three people. But if you heard it just from one of those three people who repeated to you, then according to everybody, there's no permission to repeat it and would be within the prohibition of Lashon Hara.